Let's start with 197 this morning. It is glory just to walk with Him. Amen. It is glory just to walk with Him whose blood has ransomed me. It is rapture for my soul each day. It is joy divine to feel Him near where'er my path may be. Bless the Lord, it's glory all the way. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory just to walk with Him. He will guide my steps aright through the vale and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory when the shadows fall to know that He is near. Oh, what joy to simply trust and pray. It is glory to abide in when skies above are clear. Yes, with Him it's glory all the way. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory just to walk with Him. He will guide my steps aright through the vale and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with Him. Will be glory when I walk with Him on heaven's golden shore, never from His side again to stray. Will be glory, wondrous glory with the Savior evermore, everlasting glory all the way. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory to walk with Him. He will guide my steps aright through the vale and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory just to walk with Him. It is glory just to walk with Him. He will guide my steps aright through the vale and o'er the height. It is glory just to walk with Him. Amen. Let's turn to 148. Songs in the Night.
Presence is nearest, and He giveth me
in the night. He giveth me songs in the night. My pathway to glory is bright. All day I am singing, the music is ringing, and he giveth me songs in the night. With plans of miscarry and all things have failed me and nothing seems right. In dimmeth I shattered ambitions, he giveth me songs in the night. He giveth me songs in the night. My pathway to glory is bright. All day I am singing, the music is ringing, and he giveth me songs in the night. So onward I go with rejoicing. The days may be cloudy or bright, I fear not the gathering shadows, since he giveth me songs in the night. He giveth me songs in the night. My pathway to glory is bright. All day I am singing, the music is ringing, and he giveth me songs in the night. I will not let this sorrow murmur. Whatever my Lord does is right. I'm fully repaid for my heartaches, since he giveth me songs in the night. He giveth me songs in the night. My pathway to glory is bright. All day I am singing, the music is ringing, and he giveth me songs in the night. Sing it again. Here we go. He giveth me songs in the night. My pathway to glory is bright. All day I am singing, the music is ringing, and he giveth me songs in the night. Thank Jesus. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. From the beginning, amen. Here we go. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless your name. Bless his name. He is exalted. King is exalted on high. I will praise him. He is exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord, forever his truth shall reign. Rejoice in his holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise him. Exalted, forever exalted, and I will praise his name. He is the Lord, forever his truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in his holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. We exalt your name, Lord. Hallelujah. My Jesus, my Savior, for there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord of the earth, let it be. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great. Time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Praise is the victory over trials, you know that? Sometimes when we think we can't stand what the Lord has allowed, we just start saying, thank you, God. I don't understand, but I thank you. And begin to praise him. The burden is lifted. I can witness to that in my life. Praise the Lord. God is so faithful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Today we're going to talk about fear again, because right now we're living in a fearsome time, and sometimes we feel like we've got victory over it, and then more things take place, and the law comes down on somebody that's a Christian and doesn't allow them to have a meeting and so forth. You know, all these things are going through. I believe that we are in the very end of time. I believe that Jesus is going to come anytime. You know, we haven't had a plague like this since way in the early 1900s. It's amazing. And God is faithful anyway. Glory to God. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. You know, Psalms is a wonderful place to go if you feel like you need some comfort from the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to go to the 27th Psalm. Hallelujah. God is faithful. You know, we say that so often, I don't want us to just think, oh, well, yeah, God is faithful. He is. It's his character. And so when he allows trials and tests to come our way, he always has a reason, an object that he's working, something. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's ask the Lord to bless the word today. Father, we thank you and praise you for your preciousness to us today. Thank you for our worship to you, Lord. You deserve every bit of worship that we can have, Lord, that we can speak, that we can use our voices to praise and exalt you. You are the mighty God. You are in control. Father, help us to understand that, Father, because we're just little old bitty humans, Father, that get so fearful about things in life. But, Lord, you're in control. Praise your holy name. Let's begin reading with verse 1 here in chapter 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. This word salvation, you know, you might think, well, I know what that means. It means when we get saved. But it has more meaning than that in the language, the Hebrew language. It means liberty. The Lord is my liberty. The Lord is my safety. The Lord is my deliverance. That's the meaning of that word. And then when we see there, the Lord, he says, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my salvation. He's my liberty, my safety, my deliverance. Whom shall I fear? If you look up in the Bible how many times the word fear is used, there are different words in the Hebrew or in the Greek for fear, and they have different meanings. In this place right here, it's a word that is Y-A-W, Yah, and then a hyphen, R-E-Y, Yah-Ri. And it means dread or to frighten. So he says, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid of? We can say, what should I be afraid of? You know, it's such a wonderful thing to realize God is in control. And when you have that assurance, you can go through things and you know, devil will tempt you and tell you, oh, it's going to be horrible. You know, you're going to get the COVID. You're going to be sick. You're going to have all this. But the Lord doesn't want us to fear. And that's why I'm saying, be not overcome with fear. Let's go ahead and read some more. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? It's great confidence in the Lord, isn't it? Just to trust him and believe like that. And then while we're here in Psalms, let's go back to Psalm 23. And most of us know about Psalm 23. It's the shepherd psalm, we call it. And who is the shepherd? In this little psalm, Jesus is shown as the great shepherd of the sheep that takes care of his sheep. We're not going to read the whole psalm. We're going to read verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I will fear no evil. Because we are human beings and we are puny, we really are. We are so subject to disease. We're subject to so much stuff. It's really hard for us sometimes just to trust in God and believe that he's going to work everything for our good. And that's what Romans 8:28 says. Our God shall work everything for our good. And so even if he allowed us to take some disease or have some other problem physically, are we to be afraid? Are we to crumble underneath the weight of that and say, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do? No, because we know that God is with us. He is faithful. He is with us. Yea, though even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. No evil thing can happen to a child of God without God okaying it. That's what he's saying. And so even if I am at the point of death, you know, I saw my mother pass on to be with the Lord, and I'm telling you, I hope everybody could go that way. She couldn't speak anymore because she had had a stroke, and she was very, very ill to begin with, and we were by her bed there, and I told her, I said, Mother, Jesus is standing right there. Just take his hand. He's ready to take you. And she got this big smile on her face, and she just went. What a thing. What a wonderful thing. Praise the Lord. The shadow of death, even if God brings us to that point, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Why? Because the Lord is always with us. He does not forsake us. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be there at the moment that you go to be with me. I will be there. And you can step over into that place. Yeah. Praise the Lord. That word valley there, I will fear no evil, yea, though I walk through the valley. It's not just like a little valley out here we have in Kansas. It's more like what we have in New Mexico or Colorado or somewhere where there's a big valley. And it actually is the word gorge. You know what a gorge is? Like the Grand Canyon, like the other places out there that you go to. A great gorge. And from its lofty sides, it says, hence it's narrow. And it speaks also of being evil or of dread and misery. He says, I will fear no evil. I will not dread. I will not be miserable. I will not be troubled. Why? Why? For God is with us. We are the children of the Lord God. We are born again into the family of God. Did you take care of your children when they were little? Yes. Yes. Isn't God able to do that and even more greatly, more abundantly than what we've done for our children? God is with us. Hallelujah. I want us to turn, we won't turn here, but just think of this confidence. Isaiah 59:19. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. A standard. In the original, that means a high place. In other words, he can't get over it. He can't get under it. He couldn't touch Job unless God allowed it. Satan says, yeah, but you got a hedge around him. Satan had been around there trying to find a way to get in. See, it's a marvelous thing to come to the place in our lives spiritually that we know we're in the hand of God. And nothing can happen to me today. I say this a lot, but I really believe this is a wonderful thing. Nothing can happen to me today except the Father allow it. Nothing good, nothing bad without passing through the Father's hands. Can we believe that? Is it possible to believe that? I've been in car accidents, sliding off of a big old deep area down into the snow with our car, little baby boy just a few months old in the car with us. All the things that God has allowed in my life, in my lifetime. Fell out of the car when I was about 3 years old. Daddy turned the corner and the car door swung open and I rolled down out in a thing that unconscious. He was with me. He had a plan for my life. He wasn't going to let me die then. If we can just lay hold of that, that we are in the hand of God, and there's no reason for us to fear. It's wonderful that we can overcome this fear that Satan tries to put on us. Let's go to Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. Fear is not of God, and it's unbelief, really. But, you know, we're human, and so sometimes we don't manifest enough fear for something, and we do something foolish. But in this verse, again, here in Isaiah 41:10, Isaiah, by the Lord speaking through him, he says, "Fear thou not." Why? It's God speaking here. "Fear thou not," God says. Why? "For I am with thee." I am with thee. I'm just going to mention this. Sister Ruth Town has COVID, but she's not real, real sick. She can't be out among us to try to spread it, but she's not real sick. You know, that's the Lord, isn't it? God is faithful, and he is taking care. Notice what he says. "I am with thee. Be not dismayed." Don't be upset or frightened, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Do you know, and I think most of you do know this, when you were born, God designated that you be born. And when you receive Christ as your Savior, that's another plan of God fulfilled. But God also has another plan, and that is our death. We will not go from this life until it's our time to go, because we're a child of God. And Paul said that to depart and be with the Lord was far better. But you see how the devil will make us afraid? It's not of God. Fear is not of God. He says, "You don't need to fear. I'm with you." Praise the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? "I'm going to help you. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you. I'm upholding you with my right hand and my righteousness." We need to believe that for sure. Notice what verse 13 here says. "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help you." Have you ever felt like the Lord was holding your right hand? He has. I'm sure he has every one of us here today been a helper for us when we were in a trial or a test. He was holding our right hand. He holds us, you know. We don't hold his hand. He holds us. When my children were small and we were going to cross a street, a lot of times I would reach down and I didn't just hold their little hand. I held right here above their wrist. Do you ever do that for your child? Because you know that something might happen, the child might drop your hand or you don't have a good hold. But if you got a hold of their arm, boy, you've got a hold of them. And the Lord God has a hold of our hand. He's holding us. Praise the Lord. "I will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not." Notice he's speaking to us. He's saying this to us. Have you gone through a trial like that where the Lord was speaking to you? Ask him to do that. If you haven't experienced that, you ask him to tell you, to talk to you. And as you wait upon him and you think upon him and you're praying and full of praise to him, the Lord will speak to you. He shows you what to do. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 2 Timothy, New Testament, 2 Timothy 1. It seems like when Paul wrote this book to Timothy, he was fearful because Paul is really admonishing him and reminding him of his childhood, how that his grandmother was a godly woman, and his mother was a godly woman. And in verse 6, he says, I want to put you in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee. And so it seems like Timothy was afraid. Would you have been afraid? Ask yourself. They were killing people. The Roman government was killing Christians, martyrs, putting them in the arena, letting them fight with lions. This was a horrible time to live. And so Paul says to him in verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear. If you have fear about something, it isn't God. It's that old devil that's tempting, trying to make you doubt what God really has said in his word. He's a liar too, isn't he? The spirit of fear. It's a little s. It's not a big S like the Holy Spirit. It's a little s. Again, Isaiah 59:19. When the enemy comes in like a flood, when the devil comes on the scene and makes you doubt and makes you try to be fearful of something, the Lord's going to come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him, a blockage that he can't get in, the hedge that Job had around him. The Lord will do that. Satan will try to rob us of our gifts and our ministries and make us fearful and make us depressed and in anguish. But praise the Lord, God is so faithful, isn't he? He's there for us. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews, the second chapter. It's something how, you know, the Lord had impressed on me to preach on fear a while back, and then here it is again. But you know what? We're humans. And I know that when God knows that we need to be encouraged and not be fearful, he's going to bring forth his word to encourage us about that. In the book of Hebrews, verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. We see Jesus. Praise the Lord. That's what we need to keep our eyes on. Is seeing the Lord Jesus. Where is he? Is he just sitting up there on his throne, looking down here, thinking, well, I hope that they get some victory down there. Do you know what? He's with us. He's in us. We see Jesus. He rose from the dead. Praise the Lord. He's been crowned with glory and honor, and he will be crowned more fully in the future here when he gets his bride there in heaven to be with him. He's going to be crowned with glory and honor. And he says he went through all of this, made lower than the angels and all of this, that by the grace of God he should taste death for every man. Praise the Lord. Verse 15. And deliver them through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now Jesus Christ died for us. And he made resurrection possible for us. Yeah. Hallelujah. So if we do die, if we pass from this world, you know, we really don't die. Our spirit floats away to be with the Lord. It's so precious. He takes us into his presence and holds us in his arms and says, welcome, welcome. Glad to see you here with me. Don't you think he says that? He says, I love you. And it isn't a defeat at all, but we're here. And so we have this fear of death as being as humans. And because of that fear of death, we're all our lifetime subject to bondage because of our body. Our body is not always well. We get sick sometimes. We have other ailments and things that come. And we're in great trial. Tests of our body, it seems like. We have a lot of those. When I was a child, there was a lot of divine healing going on. And I know that Judy and Sister Bonnie have both witnessed that too. There were miraculous healings. People that came into the church with crutches and wheelchairs and cancers, and laid Sister Anderson in up in Kansas City on a place because they thought she was dying. They moved her in the hospital to a place where they put the people that were going to die. And as she laid there praying and seeking God, the Lord raised her up. And she lived to be an old lady, didn't she? Oh, and she laughed in the spirit, didn't she? She just loved the Lord. And every time she'd get up to testify, she'd just start laughing and just rejoicing in the Lord. She had TB real bad when she was a young woman. But boy, was she a dynamic person. She loved the Lord. So, you know, Satan's going to make us be fearful. But praise the Lord, he is here to deliver us. He did it actually on the cross. It was all accomplished then. But as individuals, we have to lay hold of this, that there is no fear in the perfect love of God. It's marvelous what he does. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their bond and lifetime subject to bondage. We are free. And the Lord, we are free to trust in God. We are free in him. Don't let the devil get you down. He's just a liar. He's a liar from the beginning. He will try to make you feel like you're defeated. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's turn into 1 John, the 4th chapter. 1 John, over further a little bit in your Bible. 1 John, the 4th chapter. We'll look at verse 16. There's so many good verses here, but we'll look at verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. He was dependent on his Father, and now the Lord is in the heavens, but we're like the Lord here in this world. And notice verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Okay. How does that work? What kind of love does Jesus have for us? Does he love us? Does God love us? Yes, God is love. That's what the scripture says. It's his nature. Jesus Christ is love. He loved us so much he gave his life for us. Is he going to forsake us and allow something to happen to us that will harm us? No. Because he's right there all the time. He's there all the time with us through the trials and the tests we're going through. And we're going to go through trials and tests. We're going to go through times when it looks almost impossible. But yet, we feel that love of God, that love of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know I talk to you a lot sometimes about things that I've gone through, but when our third little child was born and had muscular dystrophy, and it was such a trial. We'd had two robust children, and then all this little boy was just a beautiful baby, blonde hair and blue eyes, and just looked like Annette. Just so darling. But he didn't develop and he didn't grow like he was supposed to. And he lived to be 11 months old. And after the Lord took him, God comforted me in the middle of the night one night as I was dreaming. And I dreamed that the Lord had Timmy in his arms. His name was Timothy. He was holding him in his arms like this. And he was holding his little head up, just looking around. Had beautiful curly blonde hair. He was just looking around. And then the Lord takes him and he sets him down in front of him. And little Timmy walks. Timmy could barely move his arms. And his little legs were all atrophied. And it was quite an awful trial. But, you know, God loved him. And God loved me. God loved Roy. God loved us. And he showed us that Timmy was much better off, in a better place than we are. Praise the Lord. He shows his love and things like that. He could have just skipped that and said, okay, she'll overcome. She'll have victory. But when you see something like that, that God, you know, allows to happen in your life, that you see, have a dream that the baby is all right, and I knew he was, you know, spiritually I knew that, but still it was very difficult. And so to see that he was walking there in the presence of the Lord, it was because of the love of God that he had for me. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And there is no fear in love. Praise the Lord. But perfect love casts out fear. So that's what the Lord is developing in us, is that perfect love. To accept what God allows. We don't understand it. I can't stand here beside you and in front of you and say, I understand everything, because I don't understand everything. But I know that the trials that he allowed in our lives were for his glory and for our benefit, to teach us to trust him. And he was so faithful in that. Perfect love, that perfect love, you develop. That's developed in our lives by the Lord Jesus Christ, by God the Father and the Holy Spirit. That love of God that's shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, it says in Romans 5. That's what causes us to submit to the will of God and to love God preeminently. No matter what takes place. We can't blame God. Kind of went through that for about 2 weeks after the burial of my child, but God raised me up. He let me see the reason was that I would be able to comfort others in any problem. He would help me. And the Lord used me that way very soon afterward. An adult son died of some people and was killed in a terrible auto wreck. And God spoke to me at the funeral to go and sit by the mother, because she was just so crushed and so burdened. And you know, God used me to help her. And that's what God desires to do. He has reasons for everything he does, okay? And it's so hard sometimes. But going on, perfect love. That word perfect means complete. It speaks of a full age, of a man, or speaks of maturity. Would you like to have perfect love for the Lord? Then it's going to take some trials. It's going to take some hardship. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love, it says there. Fear has torment. Have you ever noticed that, where the scripture there in verse 18 says, perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. Torment. Fear has torment. And you can just worry yourself sick over something, or you can give it to the Lord and let him take care of it. One more scripture. Let's turn to Revelation 2:10. Revelation 2:10, speaking of the overcomers that will die in the Lord. And many of them in the day that this book was written were being martyred, and as we mentioned before. And so this, though, was spoken to them. You know what? Before we read it, I'm going to tell you again. People in Nigeria, the Christians in Nigeria, are being slaughtered. And just recently, you know, they, maybe a year or so ago, they took a bunch of Christian little girls out of a school, and the Muslims carried them away. They have never gotten the children back. Just recently, they came in and took a bunch of little boys out of the school and took them away. That's what kind of stuff is going on in this world, just like this this Smyrna church that were just really persecuted, and over the years of the age of grace that we live in, Christians have suffered martyrdom. Notice what it says in verse 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Now, the 10 days, some people believe that that's the 10 Caesars that ruled on Rome, in Rome, because they were in charge here at the time of this writing. But 10 also speaks of, what is it, responsibility according to ability? And so the number 10 speaks of that to us. So God will not give us more than we can bear, but he tells us to be faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. Isn't that beautiful? So don't fear, because that's not of God. That is not a characteristic of the new man in us, Christ in us. Not fearing. What can you do? Can you grit your teeth and say, I'm not going to fear anymore. And here you are trembling in your boots, as they say. No, you cast it on the Lord. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. Give it to the Lord. And when the Satan brings that back to you, because he will, you think, I've got the victory today. And then tomorrow when you get up, first thing, he brings it up again. And you have to learn to say, in the name of Jesus, I will not listen to that. I am a victor in Christ. Praise the Lord. Fear none of these things. Even if you were a martyr, you don't fear. We're going to sing a song. And if you have any needs, please come. And we were glad to pray for you.
Stand and worship the Lord. God cannot fail. 216. Keep trusting on. Tis not to fail. Though it appear that life has lost its zest and cheer, and all the days you break with tears are counted now as wasted years, though men deride rail. Keep trusting on. God cannot fail. This is my song. God cannot fail. Though all goes wrong and foes assail, on hill or dale, trusting on, God cannot fail. 'Tis not to fail, though men may say that you are down and out today. not despair. There's golden grain which you have sown on hill and dale. Keep trusting on, God cannot fail. This is my song, God cannot fail. Though all goes wrong and foes assail, on hill or dale, in calm or gale, keep trusting on, God cannot fail. 'Tis not to fail to do your best and give your all at Christ's behest. His recompense is greatest gain, the bow of promise follows and springs of friends and winter's gale. Keep trusting on, God cannot fail. My song, God cannot fail. Though all goes wrong and foes assail, on hill or dale, in calm or gale, keep trusting on, God cannot.